It's Phil Leff, Wendy Snyder, live from the Allstate Showcase studio here on 720 WGN. I met Tim Ryan through a friend, and I can't tell you how happy I am that I met this guy. Knock on wood, no heroin problems in my family at this point. I hope they never come up, ever. But this is the man to help yourself, your son, your daughter, your partner, whomever. Tim Ryan, former heroin addict and now a man in recovery. Thank you for coming back.
Thanks for having us back.
Notice this article on the front page of Sunday Chicago Tribune, Hope Dealer, and I read it, and here's my take on this, and then you can go into detail. There are different people who think what you're doing is not the right way to quit heroin, and your mileage may vary in anything, whether it's losing weight, whether it's working out, becoming more healthful. Everyone has different ways of doing things, correct?
Absolutely.
And your way comes across sometimes as maybe brash, maybe honest, but you've been there. You witnessed it. And what better person to teach others?
Oh, I think that's a big difference. You know, there's a lot of people out there, you know, medical-assisted treatment, whether it's methadone, Suboxone, Vivitrol. Out of those three, I'm for Vivitrol 1,000%. I'll back Vivitrol all day long. It's a shot you get once a month. It's non-addictive. It takes away the cravings and gives the individual time while in treatment to work with the clinicians and then get into recovery. But when you're using other things like Suboxone, I wish doctors would tell people, you know, Suboxone's 25 to 45 times more stronger than morphine. The half-life on how long it stays in the system, you know, I put 12 people in treatment in the past 6 months to get off of Suboxone.
Is addictive too?
Oh, it's highly, highly addictive. And when it first came out in 2002, the doctors were telling people this is not addictive. And the company that makes it, how do you pronounce that, Brad?
Rickard Benckenside.
You know, they made $56 billion last year. Suboxone was 22% of their income.
This is a company that makes primarily household cleaning products.
Household cleaning products.
But they've branched off into pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, and then they had the pill form, and they went and patented a film strip so they could corner the market on it. And there was a big lawsuit to where they can't do it so people can get generic versions. One of my problems I see, now, can people on Suboxone and some on methadone turn their lives around? Absolutely. I just don't see it happening a lot. And a lot of the people that are on the state insurance, they'll go to a treatment center. The treatment centers will detox with Suboxone and then keep them on it for their 20 or 30 day stay. Give them their 30-day script. When they walk out of there 30 days later, they go to the local pharmacy to get their script filled. And they're not paying for it. The insurance will not pay for it. Now I've got a $300 to $500 bill to pay for this medicine I need, or I'm going to go into god-awful withdrawal. That doesn't make sense.
So they're not going to get it, obviously, and then they start using again.
Absolutely.
Probably.
Go right back to ripping and running. It should be used for short-term detox only. But for some people it works, you know, and I'm not knocking it. I wish more doctors that prescribed it really had a plan to get people off it and made sure that they were seeing a therapist, working with the clinician, getting into some type of recovery program. But you get a lot of people out there, you know, to be honest with you, talking out the side of their mouths that have never been on these and are trying to tell you what it's like.
For most people, when you have a heroin addiction and you go in and you're trying to get clean and you're trying to get sober, Is it possible to quit cold turkey, Tim, or is that just unheard of?
No, it's possible, but it doesn't happen too often. You know, heroin addiction or opiate addiction in general with the prescription pain pills, I mean, you're unleashing a dinosaur.
Yeah.
And when you're kicking the opiates, you're so profusely sick, all you're thinking about is getting more drugs, not to get high, to just get your sick off. You know, when I was in the peak of my addiction, I was just trying to feel normal. And there's so many addicts out there, whether they're on opiates, they're on methadone, Suboxone, they just want to feel normal again. And I've got a gentleman that we had sent down to Florida that was on 200 milligrams of methadone, 31-year-old man, had been on it for a number of years, and he's just celebrated 100 days clean. He said, Tim, I never thought I'd be clean. I thought I would be on methadone the rest of my life. And he spent 3 weeks in a medical detox, and it took him another 30 days just to start getting his bearings and his clarity, but he toughed it out.
When you have a family member or you yourself has a problem with heroin and you don't see light at the end of the tunnel, I know a lot of desperate parents call us when you're on the air, 312-981-7200, by the way, and they're looking for help, and you give it. And if you don't agree with one way, again, your mileage may vary. Different people respond to different things. But the thing is, you know, when I go to a doctor, if I'm trying to quit heroin, if they haven't quit it, I have a difficult time believing what they suggest. You've lived through it. To me, that matters more than anything.
Well, you know, even our clinical director, Suzette Papadakis with Banyan in Naperville, you know, she's got more degrees and knows this better than anyone. And she'll sit out honestly and say, look, Tim can get through to people I can't get through to. Why? Because he's lived it. My job is just to get someone convinced they need help. And I don't care where they go to treatment. But getting them in then and working with the clinicians to help with their mindset, the cognitive behavior, whatever they want to work on. But then we work with them when they get out. We'll take them to 12-step meetings. We'll get them involved in Celebrate Recovery. If they want to do Smart Recovery, they want to go to church, see a therapist. We're just connecting people. For me, I live a 12-step program, but I don't care what people do. And if you try something that doesn't work, we'll try something else. But the bottom line is people die.
Tim Ryan is here, a man in recovery. If you want more information, amirf.org. We'll talk to Tim and Brad, his youthful ward. That's coming up in just a little bit. If you have any questions or comments, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder. Tim Ryan is here along with Brad, a man in recovery, amirf.org. Tim, if you're a parent and you suspect something is going on with one of your kids, give us a telltale sign or two. What are some of the key things to look for in a kid to know that they're having a heroin problem?
If they're in the opiate game, always look at their eyes. If their eyes are very pinned, they're on opiates.
What does that mean?
Their pupils are very small.
Okay, dilated pupils.
Very small. The color of their skin, they're losing weight, they're not taking care of their hygiene, they're not eating as much, things are starting to disappear, money missing, things are going to the pawn shop, they're not going to work, they're not going to school. And you need to do something. I tell parents to be aware is to be alive. We've got to drop the stigma. We've got to let people know that people like myself and Brad, we can turn our lives around here. But you better do something because, unfortunately, people die in the past 2 weeks. 14 deaths I've heard of in the Chicagoland area here. Not the heart of Chicago. That's in the suburbs.
From Dope to Hope really hits home right there. And whatever way you tell people things, it gets through to them. And Brad Gerke is with us. You work with Tim.
Yeah.
Man in Recovery Foundation, amirf.org. How long have you been heroin free?
Oh, just over 5.5 years now.
Congratulations.
That's great.
Thank you.
Good.
It's not been easy, has it?
You know, in the beginning, no, but as I got involved in a 12-step program, my life has turned around dramatically. I found this is the only disease that I come out of it better than I went into it, and it's truly a blessing. And then, you know, being with Tim and Man in Recovery Foundation and doing other 12-step work, turning around and giving back what was so freely given to me is truly the bright spot of my life today.
If you go to ChicagoTribune.com or you have Sunday's Chicago Tribune, read this article, Hope Dealer. It's about Tim Ryan, and it's really fascinating to me because a lot of loss in here. There are some kids, adults, people who die from heroin, and yet the parents of these people turn around and support your A Man in Recovery Foundation, and they want to keep and help other people because it's too late for their child.
Yeah, it is. And with you know, our friend Mike Woods, unfortunately, that passed away, his father Jim, I can remember Jim came to my support group a few weeks ago and said, Tim, thank you for the past 4 months with our son and the time over the holidays that he came there and spent. But this is such a progressive and chronic disease. That's why my recovery is first and foremost. I still go to 12-step meetings. I met with my sponsor yesterday. Without my recovery, I have nothing. And this is the only disease that'll tell you you're cured. And no pill is going to, you know, cure this. And Big Pharma's behind everything here. But, you know, due to, unfortunately, Michael's passing, we're able to put, I think, 13 people into treatment. Mm-hmm. We pay for them. I have an organization in out of state in South Carolina for $1,000, I can get someone in for 30 days. And then they work there and support their own program. We get their bus tickets. We ship them off, and we just try to give hope. But people need to understand, wherever your kids go to treatment, they can walk out, check out against medical advice, and die. Most of the people that die from opiate overdoses are the first-time users, the people coming out of treatment, coming out of jail, or have been sober or abstinent for a little bit, and then go back and use. Just like my son, when Nick died, he was 50 days clean, and was first-time he used, and he died. And he never used a needle either. He snorted the heroin.
That's how naive I am. I thought that was the only way to do it. There are people saying that you only take people who have insurance, and that is totally not true, because there have been numerous listeners who have called to this show, and we have forwarded their information to you, and they've called back to tell us, you know, can you get your bags packed and meet me at O'Hare tomorrow morning? And insurance is a problem for people.
Insurance is a huge problem, and I'll set the record straight. My full-time job, I'm the Midwest Outreach Coordinator for Banyan Treatment Center out of Pompano Beach, Florida, and out of downtown Naperville. Naperville, we run a partial hospitalization outpatient program with no housing. I can take someone with a good insurance policy, a PPO, and put them down in our center for 90 days to 120 days. It's a step-down program. They're all over the country. Or they can go locally. I don't care. But that's my job. But I don't get paid whether I put 30 people in or two people. But I never wanted anyone calling and saying, oh, well, we don't have insurance. I had 100 phone calls yesterday. 32 of them were for people looking for help. Out of those 32, 8 had no insurance. We got 3 of them into detox. I'll help anyone. I don't care if they have state insurance, no insurance. I put people in everywhere. Someone else had quoted me in that article that, you only send to one center. No, I don't. They get on the phone, do the assessment. If they're not a fit, we're not taking them. But if someone's been to a treatment center 4 or 5 times, they should probably go somewhere else. Something is not working. Relapse is not part of the journey. That's the biggest fallacy. Well, how come you relapsed for so long, Tim? Because I was never in recovery. I was never into the solution of living recovery. It's not just going to meetings. It's everyday life.
We had Kyle the Kid up here a few times ago. He also works for you, mm-hmm. and he's young, right?
Yeah, Kyle's 19 years old.
And he was saying, Bill, do you remember this? How he had lost a girlfriend, he lost a friend,
yeah.
and he had to separate himself from his group of friends.
You have to change every aspect of your life.
So going to Florida may not be a bad idea.
Absolutely, but people can go to Florida and walk out and get high. What people don't understand is these are people over 18 years old. We can't keep them in treatment. They can walk out and do what they want. We can't force anyone to stay, but that's nationwide. And people die in every treatment center in the United States, every single one. This is a progressive and chronic disease. It's killing people. But what I'm trying to do is give them the opportunity. I won't just put you into treatment. I'll work with you when you get out.
That's when you need more help.
Exactly.
The maintaining of
I'll flip it here. One of the big problems in Northern Illinois is sober homes. And the evidence base shows that if someone goes to treatment, going into a sober home and living there for 6 months to a year, learning the life skills, accountability is huge. But the problem is, it's very difficult to open up sober homes in our communities. I don't want those people living next to me. I don't want those people living next to me. So we're trying to fix the problem. But in essence, the communities are making it a bigger problem when they're not letting these sober homes come in. The kid right next door to you is shooting heroin in that $1 million home, but you don't want a house next to you with 10 people trying to turn their lives around? It's crazy.
That's a good question. AMIRF.org, that stands for a Man in Recovery Foundation. A lot of people have questions that we don't have time to get to. So go there for information. Is there a phone number people can reach you at?
Yeah, absolutely. They can reach us at 844-611-HOPE. That's 611-4673. And I do want to highlight real quick on the Connect for Life program that we're going to be kicking off in April in Naperville. Opiate addicts, heroin addicts can walk into the Naperville Police Department ask for help, turn in their drugs. They will not be arrested, and we will guide and direct them into treatment. Danny Langlois with Dixon is spreading all over. I think he's put 48 people into treatment in 9 months.
And because of your foundation, a Man in Recovery Foundation, that's where you are able to help other people who can't afford treatment. So many desperate people have called and texted, and unfortunately we're out of time here, but how can they get help?
Pick up the phone. Go to our website, www.amirf.org. Shoot us an email. Call the 800 number. We've got six people up here that are willing to help and give back.
All right. You are really on a mission and doing a great job. And again, you determine what's right for you as a parent or a friend or a person who has a heroin addiction. You decide which program is best for you,
exactly.
Which way to do it.
I don't care what they do. And if it doesn't work, try something else. But quit making excuses. Quit blaming. You know, you get all these advocacy groups. Let's get on the same page. You're good at this. I'm good at this. Let's work together. But people just want to shoot arrows. Whatever. I sleep good at night.
And you're helping a lot of people. And I like that you're so vocal about it because people are ashamed of heroin addiction. People are ashamed that their kid is an addict or that they are. There's no shame. We need to get
They made a bad choice. They made a bad choice and unleashed a monster. It's as simple as that. And we need to throw a shout out to the mayor of Naperville, to his wonderful wife. She's your number one listener.
Thank you so much. And continued success. We'll be hearing more from Tim Ryan, Brad Gerke. Good luck to both of you.
Thank you.
AMIRF.org, a Man in Recovery Foundation. And that number again, Tim?
That number again is 1-844-611-4673.
Thank you guys.
So much.
Appreciate it. News is next, and then a lot more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.